On the line with me, a person that you probably know if you've ever had to do anything as far as redoing your home, maybe something simple as just painting some different colors in your walls or getting new furniture, or if you've ever watched any of the home improvement shows, which who hasn't? I watch them all the time. It's Jane Lockhart. Jane, how are you?
I'm great, thanks.
Excellent. I know your official titles, you've got a lot of them. Designer, spokesperson, author, television personality. I mean, you are the go-to lady when it comes to anything making your home better and your life better, really, I would say.
Well, thank you, but that is the only thing I can do, so good news on that, that's all I know about. So don't ask me cooking, anything like that. I don't know anything about that. I only know home decor.
Well, that's, you know what, you take one area and you'd be really good at it.
Good point.
And that's, that's all you can ask, really.
Well, absolutely.
So everything from, simply adding some color maybe to someone's home or and something as simple as maybe some accessories, or like I said, maybe painting and things like that. How do you sort of assess that and figure out what works for people? I mean, how's that work anyway? Give me just a little snippet, a little inside.
So what I like to do is I like to get inside people's lives and understand what it is that motivates them when they're thinking of happy things. So for a lot of people, it's not winter. I can be very specific in saying people do not say to me, we love the winter. What they often say to me is we love vacation, we love summers, we love leisure. So we start to talk about those kind of things and find colors that sort of relate to that or styles that relate to that. I'm not saying you're going to have Bahamas in the living room, so no palm trees or anything, but I am saying we can use some of those colors that really make people feel comfortable. So they might find, a really light palette very calming.
Sure.
So we try to use those light colors in different ways, but then maybe we do a darker sofa because it's more durable for them.
Now, do you
so they have kids, it works easier.
Sure. Now, do you find it to be something really personal, and have you turned into sort of an expert at reading people and becoming, kind of their, I wouldn't say psychiatrist, but,
Well, we do a little bit. Probably more than I would like to do.
Right.
But yes, I mean, we're only as good as our clients would let us be. So, on some level, the client relationship has to be full of trust and people have to believe that we can help them. But if that relationship exists, we usually do get it right and we do help people find the right answer. And that can be as simple as a paint color right through to, their kitchen or redecor of things. We've been in a long time.
Yeah.
That's the good news. So we've also seen enough of the trends to know what has lasted and what has not.
Now, have you, it's me, I'm a guy, so I'm thinking, things like man cave and stuff. Have you ever, I'm sure you have approached, I know normally you're doing, beautiful homes or someone's condo or wherever, and it's their entire home. But have you ever done like a real man cavey kind of thing?
Well, it's not hard to do a man cave because it's usually all the leftover leather furniture from the 80s and a giant big screen TV and some black paint on the wall. So really, it's not a stretch, generally speaking.
Guys are
but that
simple.
That said, we do a lot of basement spaces that are shared spaces where there's a big screen TV and a really comfy sofa, so where the whole family can enjoy that idea of sort of media.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in Toronto, and you've been doing this since what, like the late 90s, as far as your design shop in Toronto, right?
Yeah, actually, 97 was when we went out on our own, but I had done design prior to that. I did commercial design, which is a little bit of a different animal, and we still do a little bit of that now, but from the beginning, from the late 80s. So I've definitely been around for a long time.
You don't have to reveal too much.
I won't. I was 10 when I started.
Now, in Toronto's got to be kind of a challenge for you because of maybe some smaller spaces, especially if you're in the city, and you mentioned like basement spaces and things like that. I mean, that's the reality for a lot of people because of the, obviously the price of real estate in Toronto is like through the roof. So you've probably faced some of those challenges of sort of sprucing up a basement space or something like that.
Definitely. I mean, most cities have a mix of small spaces and large spaces, depending on how they're laid out. The What it really comes down to is we're seeing clients who've had larger homes downsize, and they want to live in city centers where they have access to all the amenities and enjoy their life a little bit more. So they are moving into condos or smaller homes. And I myself really like small spaces because I think people really think more efficiently on how they design those spaces so they don't waste space and they just don't buy things randomly to put into corners.
Right.
So because they feel like they have to fill everything. So they tend to be more thrifty about how they spend their space, like what are they going to do with it, and then how they spend the money around it. So, you know, if you do live in a smaller space, do it once and do it well, you know, which is really a good thing about a small space. So you can spend a little bit more time and maybe a little bit more money, but you'll get it right, so you won't have to worry about it again.
Absolutely. And now, how about people, do you have some, I'm sure you do, I'm just asking the obvious, ideas for people who are maybe on a budget and they want to just kind of spruce things up a little bit? Would you say like maybe some accent pieces or just painting? And like, how do people sort of brighten up, you know, their space and everything if they're on a limited budget?
Well, the key things here would be paint. Accent wall goes a long way, so you don't even have to paint an entire room. You can just paint the wall behind the television, for instance. That can really help to make a room feel larger, strangely enough. So that's a really good option. Buying mirrors, you know, mirrors that you hang on the wall help reflect more light. They add sparkle to the space. And every man's favorite thing, pillows. You can always add pillows to the bed or to the sofa because it's a good way to add color. And, you know, pillows over time do get worn out as people use them to slop on their food when they're eating in certain spaces. So we know they're not going to last forever, but they are a good way to add a punch of color if you're feeling a certain way. So on a budget, there are a lot of really good places you can shop for budget. We shop all those places. We have no problem with that. We're agnostic when it comes to shopping places. Doesn't matter if it has what we want, we get it. So anywhere from Target, you know, to HomeSense, to Winners, to Walmart, doesn't matter. We go wherever we need to.
And that's one of the things you're going to be talking about when you're in town is you've got your 10 quick fixes that you can kind of spruce up the home. And I should say, if I haven't already, that you are coming to town. And Thursday you're going to be here, which that's awesome. And we're certainly looking forward to that. So the 10 quick fixes, I'm sure you've mentioned some of those already, and these are sort of easier things that you can do. And I know
we talk about things about the kitchen. What can you do? You know, what to look for if you're going to buy a new appliance. You know, should you buy stainless steel? Things like that.
Right.
We do a lot of the research in this area, not only design, but, you know, what do we see coming and how do you apply those things? Like, how do you do proper window coverings? You know, is it worth it just buying pre-made drapes?
Sure.
And what do you do if you do? So those are the kind of things that we go over. And we use pictures before and afters, and some of the befores are really quite funny. So we can laugh at other people's expense. Nothing wrong with that.
My whole house is a before.
They're perfect. You see, you might be the perfect candidate.
You would laugh at my man cave too. Like you said, it's grandma's old furniture that I inherited, and it's a big screen TV and a bar, you know?
You see, I don't know. You're pretty typical. I hate to say it, but that's pretty much it.
Well, that's, and I went to your website, which is awesome. I encourage everybody to go to janelockhart.com. And you've got tons of great ideas on there, especially, I'm trying to remember if it's, I think it's on Jane TV is what you click on.
And
some great organizational things and some great ways to just kind of make life easier and better, right?
I mean, I think the assumption is that interior design is all about spending money. Of course, you do have to spend a little bit.
Sure.
But it's really about making your life more functional, and within that function, you can create beauty. We're all about creating organization, and then because function, when things don't work well, people get aggravated.
Sure.
They don't really get aggravated if something is ugly. That's usually second to the fact that it doesn't work effectively. So we really encourage people to try to find solutions to make their life easier.
Yeah, I love that sort of zen-like vibe you're putting out with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it does help. Yeah, otherwise you get angry quickly. Who needs that? No one needs home rage. There's already road rage. So.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I do suffer from that. Yeah, it's nice to go home, and like you said, if things are organized and pleasing and calming or whatever, you know, something that makes you happy, it certainly makes life a lot easier.
Yeah, and you can find things. There's nothing worse than in the morning you can't find your keys.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you're like, where did I put them? It's just finding systems that help people. Everyone has the same problem.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it helps people, or the mail. You know, the mail is the worst for people because
sure.
they leave it on the kitchen counter or on the wall. They leave it sitting there. So what can we do to solve some of that?
Well, it's great talking to you. I'm so glad you're coming to town and you're giving people a chance and some of your insight. And I know, like I said, go to your website. It's janelockhart.com. And I know you do everything from furniture to, you know, various designs. And we can still catch your show, too, Color Confidential.
Yes, that's correct. It's still on. And I don't know, people love color. So it's a good way to get people to sort of think outside the box. And the nice thing about color is that it is both emotional and temporary. So you can get a real zing from it, but at the same time, you can just paint it out again if you don't like it.
Absolutely. And I am the typical right down the board, like you're talking about, sort of beachy kind of summery things. I'm a sucker for that. You give me those light blues and the sandy color and the together and all of that. I'm just happy. You could paint a giant palm tree on the wall for me, and I would actually like that.
Well, I'm afraid that's not going to happen.
No,
I can't let you have that.
That's
I'm
not
afraid.
Happening.
You can have a photograph of one. Though.
Oh, okay.
That's no problem.
I have taken photos when we were in Jamaica and Mexico. I've even taken a picture of a picture and then brought it home, had it blown up to, you know, like a frame size, a decent size, and put that on the wall. And it looks great. And people might not think of things like that, but I think it works
and
great.
And that's what people love. Like, if you use your own pictures, we do a lot of that, and we frame them just with IKEA frames, and it's personal. And instead of going to a discount place and buying pictures, why not use your own?
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Jane. And
thank you.
Have a safe trip up, and
I look forward to it.
Everybody's looking forward to seeing you on Thursday.
Thank you so much.